Niccolò Machiavelli was a political philosopher whose keen insights into the human mind are on display in The Prince. It's a guide to seizing political power with tactics so ruthless that Machiavelli's name has become synonymous with unscrupulous leadership. Leonardo da Vinci was a genius and an artist whose inventions and studies in anatomy paved the way for modern engineering and medicine. The two men make an unlikely team of detectives on the trail of a serial killer in the new historical thriller, The Malice of Fortune. NPR's Lynn Neary has the story behind the book.
About 12 years ago, writer Michael Ennis had an idea for a book, a mystery featuring Niccolò Machiavelli as a detective.
And the conceit was, well, he would use the precepts of the prince to solve a crime.
Ennis wanted his work of fiction to be set against a backdrop of real events and historic figures. It takes place at the end of 1502 in a politically fractured Italy. The Borgias and a group of wealthy noblemen with their own private militias are in a struggle for control of the country. While researching these events, Ennis discovered that Machiavelli and Leonardo da Vinci crossed paths in the same small Italian city at the same time these events were taking place.
And of course, all at once, you know, here's this guy who famously dissected corpses. I went, oh, he could be a Renaissance forensic pathologist.
With da Vinci's forensics expertise and Machiavelli's talents as a profiler, Ennis now had a crime-fighting team with a contemporary edge, a kind of Renaissance CSI. But he still needed a crime.
Both met someone there who I believe I can establish was what we would describe today as a psychopathic serial killer.
Of course, Ennis can't say who that is without giving away who done it, but he can say this about the guy.
He's very fond of killing people routinely when he didn't need to, and he'd like to make a game out of it. It often involved mutilation, often involved symbolic mutilation.
Just to make things a little more interesting, Ennis added some romance to the drama in the character of the beautiful courtesan Damiata, who would steal Machiavelli's heart.
I opened my eyes the next morning to find Damiata still sleeping beside me. I studied every detail of her face, the down at her temple, the few tiny freckles and moles that flawed the perfection of her skin, the delicate scrolling of her moist upper lip. My new life had already begun.
Ennis thought he had a winner, but when he tried to get the book published, no luck. His agent sent the book around once, no takers. He made some changes and sent it out again. Still no interest. Finally, with the help of an editor, Ennis made drastic cuts in the book.
We'd taken two bites at the apple. Now we had a manuscript that was half the length of the manuscript we'd originally submitted, but we're coming back for the third bite of the apple. Who's going to listen to us?
At this point, Ennis's agent came up with an idea. They would self-publish the book and send out about 50 copies to independent booksellers to gauge their reaction. Holland Saltzman of Puddenhead Books, just outside St. Louis, was one of the first to get a copy.
For me, I'm going to try to get it in the hands of everyone I possibly can, simply because I think it's such a beautiful story.
Saltzman was not alone. More than 20 booksellers wrote back praising the novel. Armed with their comments, Ennis and his agent submitted the novel again, and this time Doubleday bought it, reportedly for six figures. Saltzman says she was fascinated by the Renaissance Italian world that Ennis brought to life.
The way that it talks about what the mission of man is, or the motivation of man, the whole book's theme also talks about fortune, or what's your fate. Those two tied in with sort of the absolute power that people were trying to attain at the time that you start to see as the groundwork for The Prince was something really new to me and then caused me to go pick up The Prince.
Saltzman says she now has a completely different idea about who Machiavelli was, and that's exactly what Ennis is hoping for, because he says if you read everything that Machiavelli has written,
you acquire a picture of a man who is anything but Machiavellian. He's a scrupulously honest public servant. He's a loyal, charismatic friend. He's an incurable romantic.
Not to mention a great detective. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.